I just think people just love it when it's the Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games, etc. It's such a good spot, such a good sport. Now you're the owner of Portside Barbell in Devonport. How's all that going?
I'm not the owner. I'm the coach.
The coach, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah. So Portside had started with weightlifting, Olympic weightlifting specifically, only a year ago, and uptake has been amazing. We have full classes. We train twice a week at the moment, and those that are competing, they're training a lot more. But the classes themselves, we take anyone from 13 upwards through basics, get them to a point where they can compete. And
basics are, I suppose, how to lift and not hurt yourself. Because you see, if you go to any gym these days, you see the young guys in there and they're throwing weights around, etc. And I don't have any understanding, but people tell me that there's definitely a right way and a wrong way of doing this.
Most definitely. And the sport of Olympic weightlifting is very transferable in other sport into other sports. My background before I started weightlifting, and I started weightlifting really late in life, was sprinting. So I was a sprinter. Then I switched to rugby, and from rugby, the body started to give up, and I went into weightlifting. So any power production sports, rowing, AFL, your rugby's again, and things like that. The skills are transferable, and power production that you do develop in Olympic weightlifting is very helpful for those sports.
Are there many competitions in Tasmania? If so, when are they held, and how many do you get there?
Sure. So we have a very active scene in Tassie. In fact, we're punching well above our weight. We have several national representatives. We have a Commonwealth silver medalist training out of Hobart. We have very good youth athletes coming through. In terms of competitions, we hold rounds, probably about six rounds a year. The calendar will depend on national events. This year, our association has won the right to hold youth championships. That's Australian Youth Championships that will be held in Hobart in June, from memory. We registered clubs. In terms of registered clubs, we have about 29 and competitors about 100. So for the population size that we have, we're doing really well. And uptake of sport, even through COVID, has been incredible. We had an increase of member base with other states left behind. So from that perspective, the association itself doing really well. I suppose I do need to mention the fact that the CrossFit has had a lot to do with uptake of weightlifting. Large portion of CrossFit competitions and competitors utilize the weightlifting movements. So CrossFit has blown up probably about 10 years ago and steadily been growing. And yes, it's definitely exposed weightlifting to people that wouldn't have otherwise have even attempted to try it.
And I suppose in COVID, people locked down, they'd be grabbing anything to go and do some exercise, wouldn't they? They'd be picking up chairs, tables, all that sort of thing. And I guess this is a result, could be a bit of a result of it, a bit of a resurgence. So that's brilliant. So you're on the board of Weightlifting Tasmania. How much work's being done to support and recruit new people into weightlifting? Or do they just come?
In terms of Weightlifting Tasmania, the board itself, we are a tight group of people. We have some young people on the board, which is great to see. And from uptake, again, a lot of people seeing it, as you mentioned, through Olympics or Commonwealth Games. It's a popular sport. The biggest thing, and I guess it needs to be said, it's the most accepting sport I have ever experienced. I've been into rep teams and of different sports. Just sport accepts anyone, any shape, any size, any weight, any gender, and purely because we have lots of different weight classes, you're not judged on what you look like. You're judged on what you can lift. And the barrier for entry into the sport is very low. You're talking about a couple thousand of dollars for a barbell, set of weights, and lifting shoes. Away you go.
And you've got to start with the smaller weights, obviously, because I think one of those things is you may be, even though you may be a big, thick-set guy, that you've still got to start off relatively with the right weights, because you can't do too much. You'll injure yourself, I'd imagine.
That's correct, yes. Just because you're a big, muscly guy or girl and you're very strong, it doesn't mean you're going to be automatically really good at Olympic weightlifting. Olympic weightlifting is a technical sport, but qualified coaches around the state and Tassie and at Portside, we take you through basics. And we start very slow, just a barbell, sometimes even just a broomstick to get you going. You know, same applies to kids, but it's... what it does teach you, even if you don't do any other sport as well. I myself participate. I'm a volunteer firefighter, mm-hmm. and I can see on the fire ground, you know, picking up things and carrying things. You know, it's very transferable into other areas of life. So, yeah,
and you compete in the Masters these days. How's that going? Are you almost ready to retire? Are you going to keep on going with the Masters? How's it all going?
So, look, Masters is an excellent competition. It's very popular. You start up in Olympic weightlifting at 35, so it's reasonably young. So you peak as an Olympic weightlifter probably in your mid-20s. There are exceptions to the rules, of course, but from 35 onwards, you have incredible supportive community of, like-minded people. It's a lot more social, of course, but you do see some people that compete or that actually show very good technique. They ex-weightlifters themselves, and, anywhere up to last time, it was in Queensland, I believe, at Commonwealth and Oceania Master Championships, where we had an 82-year-old weightlifter.
Wow.
They've got, yeah. So, again, I can't speak highly enough of the sport in terms of what it does for your bone density, specifically for females. Myself, listen, it's one of those things. Maybe I'm going to be one of those 82-year-olds lifting weights. Maybe not. It all depends on the body and other commitments in life. But the love for sport will never go away, especially with coaching now. And I do give more time to my athletes than myself, but that's life.
Well, that's brilliant. And if anyone wants to get into weightlifting, particularly here in Devonport or on the northwest coast, let's say with Devonport, because that's sort of where you're based, I think. So what
correct.
Do
they do? Look, jump on the Facebook, probably the easiest, or Google Portside Barbell in Devonport. Get in touch with Celia. She's super helpful. She'll talk to you about when the classes are on and what it's all about. Come and see me and I'll talk to you. Doesn't matter whether you've done it before or not. I suppose at the moment, girls dominating the sport by far. So if you're a boy and you think you can't do it, it's so easy to get into. And just, again, if you're still into your sports like AFL or rugby or cricket, rowing or any of those things, this will support your sport and help you in other areas for sure.
No worries, Roman. Thank you very much for joining us, and I'd love to get you back on the program a little later on in the year and chat about some of the real stars that are coming through for and some names. But thanks for joining us on the Sideline View. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate having me on. Thank you, mate.